This is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. It's Tuesday, December the 21st, counting down the days to Christmas Day, which will be Saturday, December 25th, and I wish all of you a very merry and joyous Christmas. And yes, we're all Christians, and we're celebrating Christmas, the day that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this week, I am drawing lessons of faith from that first Christmas miracle. And I want to speak to you today about the key to all our impossibilities. Because when the angel Gabriel had a conversation with Mary and came to announce what was going to happen, she replied, "How can this be?" And because she said, "I'm a virgin." She was a young woman. She was committed to a life of purity, and she was not married. And the angel had said to her, beginning in verse 30 of Luke chapter 1, the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since," literally in Greek it says, "I do not know a man," which means she did not know intimately, sexually, a man. She was a virgin. So, Gabriel, angel of the Lord, what you're telling me is impossible. How can this be? And you know, we all have situations in life that we face where it seems that there is no way that it can happen. And I'll say this, when God gives you a vision and gives you an assignment, it will be bigger than you are. It will cause you to ask, "Lord, how can this be?" And you see, the answer for you and for me is the very same answer the angel Gabriel gave to Mary. Well, what did he say? Well, in verse 35, Luke 1, "And the angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you.'" Oh, this is how it's going to happen, Mary. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." Overshadow means to rest upon you. Now, this promise of the Holy Spirit, now, it's not going to produce a virgin birth in us, but this same Holy Spirit has been given to you and I to be a helper, to be a companion, and to give us the ability to bring forth and to accomplish that which in the natural is impossible. Wow. I remember Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, where Jesus said to his disciples, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon you." Did you hear that? The very same words the angel Gabriel said to Mary when she asked, "How can this be? This is naturally impossible. How can it be?" And his response was, "The Holy Spirit shall come upon you." And Jesus is speaking to his disciples. They're not in the natural important people. They don't have great resources. But yet he has given them an impossible assignment. He has told them to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Well, Lord, how can this be? Acts 1 and 8, Jesus says, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you." And I want you to know this is the key for all your impossibilities today. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. I have experienced this, and I won't take time to give exact testimonies, but I can tell you I have experienced this in my life where I have faced impossible situations, and the Holy Spirit has come upon me, and He has given me the key that I needed. I will never forget, it's been many years ago, Sue and I had made a major move from Canada to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And it was a transition time, and it was a challenging time financially, and we were leasing a house. We had entered into an agreement with a lease with a agreement to purchase the house, a lease purchase agreement, and shortly after we entered into it, the first of the month came, and I did not have the money to pay the lease. And the contract was very specific. If it wasn't paid by the 5th, you were to be evicted. And so I went to prayer, and the Holy Spirit came upon me in a very real manner. I sensed His presence. And this was a new house, but the Holy Spirit gave me some instructions. He told me to go to the company's corporate headquarters, which was in a high-rise office building in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I had never been there. I had signed the contract at one of their many field offices. But the Holy Spirit said, instructed me. You see, the Holy Spirit came upon me. I had an impossible situation. And so told me to go there. And there were some very minor things in this house. It was a new house, but there was a fan in one of the bedrooms that made a clicking sound. It kind of moved back and forth and made a clicking sound. There was a small square in one of the rooms where the wallpaper was missing. And then there was a faucet. One of the faucets in the house had a drip. And to get the drip to stop, you had to turn it off underneath the sink. Well, these were so minor, I had not even considered complaining about them. But as I'm praying and looking to the Lord and even saying, Holy Spirit, you came to take the place of the physical presence of Jesus in our lives. And that is something that Jesus taught, that when He left, He would send the Holy Spirit to take His place. Now, I said, Holy Spirit, if Jesus were here, He'd show me what to do, and you've come to take His place, so what am I to do? And I really sensed powerfully the Holy Spirit, not in an audible voice, but inside. I knew that I was to go to their corporate headquarters. And I was to go there and ask them for remuneration for these problems in this house. So I told Sue what I'd experienced, and she drove me there. I got out. This place, their offices were on the 14th floor of this high-rise building. And so I went up. The receptionist met. There was a receptionist there. I told her what I wanted. She said, well, she directed me to a person, and I told this person, and she directed me then to one of the vice presidents. And so I went into this large plush office, and he said, well, what can I do for you? I said, well, I'm leasing one of your houses, and there's some problems in it that I feel I should have some financial remuneration for these problems. He said, well, what's the problem? So I told him, and I had come in there, I needed $300. I'd come in there to ask for $300. And but before I could get my request out of my mouth, the man on the other side of the desk said, would you be willing to take $500 for your problems? I was very calm and collected. I said, yes, I'd be willing to receive that. So I walked out of there not only with enough money to finish paying my lease for that month, but even an excess and more. You see, in my impossible situation, the Holy Spirit came upon me. And if you have never yielded your life and asked God specifically to fill you with the Holy Spirit, I encourage you to do it now. Get alone somewhere by yourself and talk to God and say, God, fill me with the Holy Spirit as you promised in your word and as the early church experienced in different places, beginning on the day of Pentecost, where they were all together in one place and in one accord. And suddenly there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Open your heart, open your life to the Holy Spirit and say, God, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Receive it by faith. If you're sincere, there's no reason why God does not answer your prayer. And begin to praise God for His Holy Spirit. And then look to Him as you face your impossible situation. Believe that the Holy Spirit, in the same way He came upon Mary And then the same way Jesus promised his disciples in Acts 1:8, facing their impossible assignment, he said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. I want to encourage you, the Holy Spirit will also come upon you. It is the promise of the Father. He will do it, and he will turn your impossibilities into possibilities, and you will see the hand of God at work on your behalf. Hey, God bless you. This is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. You'll find a lot of resources there that will be a blessing to you, articles. There are also links to my blog, which I would encourage you to check out. And there's a link to a YouTube channel. And also there is even a donate button if you feel led to give a donation to help us in our ministry, taking the good news of Jesus all over the world. Help yourself to that donate button. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.